CARICOM heads are to have what's being described as an urgent meeting by the end of this month to discuss the 15% global corporate tax announced by the G7 countries. The new CARICOM chairman, Prime Minister Gaston Browne of Antigua and Barbuda, said this to a regional news conference last evening.
We believe that perhaps the coordination on this issue may not have been the best, but if this decision is allowed to go unchallenged, and we do not advocate for a certain carve-out for Caribbean countries or CARICOM countries, then we could see a significant displacement within the region. The reality is many of our countries, we have low-tax offshore sectors, and the introduction of a 15% minimum tax will result in a significant reduction in revenues. And that in itself could undermine the development of our respective countries and certainly our peoples. So we'll be having a further meeting on this particular issue, and hopefully we'll have a consensus on the way forward. But in essence, we're very concerned about the potential impact of this proposed global corporate minimum tax on our revenue and the impact on the development of our people. We will have, further comments to make and some possible recommendations to include a carve-out or some form of compensatory mechanism if they were to proceed with this proposal that would result in any justification within CARICOM countries.
Prime Minister Browne added,
I think, though, that in as much as those countries gave commitments in support of the global minimum corporate tax, no one knows exactly what the parameters will be. And until such time as the details are known and the impact of that decision, then obviously, CARICOM countries may be advised to hold on any further commitments. But I'm told that in as much as, it is an indicative statement, there's no legal commitment up to this point. And that is why we're trying to, have this meeting of heads before any formal legal commitment is given, so that we can better understand the implications of this corporate minimum tax, how it will impact on our revenues, how it will impact on the development of our people, and obviously to come up with strategies to mitigate any potential risk. So that matter, as I said, will be discussed at our meeting slated for the end of July, and then we will communicate further to the public in terms of the strategies that we intend to pursue. The idea is not to be contentious, but obviously to hold high-level dialogue with the policymakers, among the G7, and to ally with members of the G20 in order to make sure that our interests are protected. I mean, we do understand that there is a need to address the issue of shifting of profits, which has created a problem for a number of developed and the large developing countries, or the advanced developing countries. So we're not opposed necessarily to the initiative if it does not impact on us, especially if there's a carve-out or, there's some form of compensatory mechanism in the event that we're likely to see a reduction or some impact, negative impact on our revenues.
CARICOM Chairman and Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, Gaston Browne, on Sagicor's Early Business.
Sometimes on the road, accidents happen. And now you have to think about making a claim. But with Sagicor General, that becomes a whole lot easier. With Sagicor's Go Motor app, your claims can start almost instantly, which speeds up the time of settlement. You can submit photos and sign online with instant confirmation via email. Just log in with your Sagicor Go app details or visit us online to register, because accidents do happen. Sagicor General. Wise financial thinking for life.